Good afternoon.
Hello, Romeo. How are you?
Good.
In that first game, they ran for 161 yards against you, and Gore had 106, and then after a week later, Denver, y'all been great against the run. Why were they able to have success for you against you in that game?
We were still learning. Guys had to understand their fits, gap responsibilities. Then we missed some tackles as well. So that helped them with the yardage.
How important is it to shut down Gore in this game?
Well, I think it's pretty important, you know, because they're going to look at this last game and they're going to say, let's do it again. And so they're going to come, they're going to try to run it. And so we have to stop the run. That's what we have to do. And if we can shut him down, I know that Mr. Luck is still pretty good. But at least that will take away one of his weapons, you know, and then we'll see what we can get done after that.
What about the fact that Luck's one of those guys that plays never over? He's always finding ways to try to extend it, pressure that puts on your secondary, that sort of thing.
Well, definitely. Secondary, they have to stay with their guys and not look into the backfield and understand that as long as the whistle hasn't blown, there's a chance that the ball can still come to their guy. So they have to stay on them and not relax at all, never relax.
How much progress have you seen from DJ Reader from when you first met him or got him here until now?
Yeah, he's made good progress. Like I say, these young guys, when they come in, they don't understand how the game is played or how to play the game per se. And I think over this season, he's learned his abilities and how he can use his abilities in the game. And I think he's playing better as a result of it. He's understanding the fits, what he can get done, when to come off the block, and those kind of things. And so he's better as a result of it.
Romeo, what about the options that Luck has in the passing game? Can you talk about those?
Well, one, this Hilton guy named Hilton, he makes a lot of plays. And Luck kind of likes him because he does make those plays. But, you know, he's got Moncrief, who's fast. He's got two tight ends that can catch and run and block. And then when you add Gore to that mix, you know, he's got some weapons. And plus, he himself can run. I think he ran for, 50 yards against us the last time. And so we have to do a good job of trying to contain him as a runner as well as trying to contain him as a passer.
Romeo, are you encouraged by Jadeveon's progress? And obviously the idea was for him to miss this past game and be healthier the rest of the year. What do you guys think about him and his chances for this week to contribute?
Well, you know what? We got a lot of guys with bumps and bruises, and they're working and trying to get back and be able to play in the game. And we'll see, you know, as the game approaches, where he is and whether he can help us or not.
How have you seen Vince be a mentor to DJ Reader?
Well, Vince, with his experience in the league and experience playing, he's able to mentor a lot of the young guys on the team and help those guys work through issues that they encounter in this game. And so I think that he's been have a settling effect.
What you were mentioning earlier about staying with guys a little bit longer with the way Luck plays, obviously Rodgers was the same way. Did you feel like, for the most part, your crew in the back end did a good job of staying with guys and on the extended plays last week?
Yeah, except for the time when we fell down. You know, if we don't fall down, it might have a different outcome. You know, so hopefully we will not have that problem this week, you know, and we were able to stay on our feet and stay with our guys.